Hello and welcome to The Amateur Austenite. My name is Frances Duncan. I'm an author and the founder of the Jane Austen Society of New Zealand. Today I'm going to talk to you about episode 8 of The Courtship. As you may recall, Miss Remy's parents went away so that her brother, Mr. Dom Remy, could come and check out the suitors. In this episode, the parents return. The parents, Remy, are very interested in meeting the new suitor who has appeared while they were away. They host a dinner for all of the gentlemen. The invitation particularly notes that the gentlemen should bring their best regency manners, and that's been a real sticking point for all of the contestants so far, including the court. Mr. Combs indicates that they were in fact trained for events like these. Everyone is invited to the dinner. However, the second part of the evening will involve parlour games. Miss Remy is the one who will have the power to choose 4 of the gentlemen to stay for the second portion of the evening. Parlour games during the Regency could be quite raunchy. I remember reading about one where you had to sit on people's laps and kiss them. And then there's the regular stuff like charades. But I don't think cards, which was quite a staple of the evening, counted as parlour games. They're meant to be on their best behaviour, and Mr. Combs is trying so hard that he fucks it up at the first instance. He interrupts Mr. Remy when he's talking to try to give a toast. Mr. Remy says, "You can do that. I am going to invite Mr. Nazir to do his when you're finished." Mr. Nazir apologises quietly to Mr. Remy for Mr. Combs. Then he gives his toast in French. It turns out that Mr. Remy also speaks French and appreciated it. To me, it seems a little odd to give a toast that perhaps 2 people in the room can understand. It's kind of posturing. It's possible he also gave an English translation and they cut that for length and drama. Miss Remy even compares Mr. Nazir to her father and says they're very similar, which is not something I would have thought of previously. Perhaps because Mr. Nazir seems to be very performative and Mr. Remy seems really down to earth and genuine. Mr. Bokikio carves the turkey for everyone at the table after Mr. Remy asks for volunteers. It seems like something you would expect a servant to have done in those times, but we know that wasn't necessarily the case because in Mansfield Park, when Sir Thomas goes to Antigua, Lady Bertram worries who will carve at dinner and Edmund takes on that role. Tom went with his father to Antigua, and even when he returned, he didn't really step up into his role as head of the household in the absence of his father as the oldest son. Mr. Chapman starts up a conversation with the younger Mr. Remy, asking really sensible questions about how did you know when you're in love. And in his confessional, he says he's concerned about throwing up his whole current lifestyle for somebody and it not working out. The 4 people that Miss Remy invites to stay for the second half of the evening with herself and Tessa note the rest of the court are not going to be there. So again, it's the unmarried people hanging out together. She invites Mr. Nazir, Mr. Bokikio, Mr. Chapman, he of the overnight stay, and Mr. Mumbray. A lot has been made about the 2 Brits going head to head. This was probably intentional to put the 2 of them in that room. Despite the Regency games being a little bit hilarious and racy, they decide to play Never Have I Ever, which is someone posits something like never have I robbed a bank and everyone who has to drink. Of course, particularly when you're drinking, the things tend to turn towards the sexual, and it does show they have been drinking a lot. Mr. Nazir sets up the guys to fail by saying, "Never have I ever feared commitment." Mr. Chapman, being honest, drinks. Miss Remy takes it completely the wrong way, wondering why he's here if he fears commitment. But the point is, everyone at some point has feared it, so technically everybody should have drunk. This isn't about what state you're in right now, it's who you've been in the past. It seems like they might be setting up Mr. Chapman to leave, or at least for us to suspect. Later, Mr. Chapman confesses that if Miss Remy wants a proposal at the end of this process, he doesn't think he's going to be ready. The four gentlemen that didn't get to participate in the parlour games get to go shooting the next day with Mrs. Remy, who says she's a bit rusty, but proves herself definitely not to be. Miss Remy tries to put the boys off their game by asking them very personal questions as they're about to shoot. It's quite funny, but it also seems a little unfair. But no opportunity wasted to actually get to know the guys. Mr. Hunter shoots himself in the foot, metaphorically, of course. After the shooting, he goes to visit Miss Remy with flowers, but she wants him to open up about past relationships because he answered yes when she said, "Have you lived with someone before?" But he won't tell her about it. Mr. Collins also goes to talk to Miss Remy, but he does not fuck it up. He says to her, "The gender of my partner does not matter to me," basically. She takes it fantastically and says, "When I have kids, I hope that coming out isn't something they'll have to do." Because there are, unfortunately, still some people where being attracted to multiple genders is a red flag for them, or non-negotiable. One of the great things about Mr. Cohn's coming out, he's been coded as quite a manly man. Often when we see, they're usually referred to as bi guys in media, they can be feminized. And I think potentially this is something a lot more people should open their minds to, that who the person is rather than what's in their pants is what matters. It's no surprise that Mr. Chapman is on the final dance card. Joining him is Mr. Mumbray and surprisingly Mr. Holland, who only appeared on the dance card for the first time last week. He's always had a very strong connection with Miss Remy, and he kind of feels like she might be the one. The fourth person joining Miss Remy is Mr. Hunter. Again, not a surprise considering he was unable to open up to her. Mr. Mumbray loses the Battle of the Brits, as they keep calling it, because Miss Remy feels like they're more friends than romantic partners. He does say he'd like time with her alone to develop that, but unfortunately this is goodbye. Both she and her sister are crying at this juncture. Miss Remy declares that she and Mr. Holland are not compatible. She cries. Everyone cries, and the guys come running from upstairs to give him group hugs, and they clap when he leaves. It's quite moving. Miss Remy follows him outside to give him the coat he wore when they were riding together, and I'm still not convinced that they're not end game. Perhaps she chooses someone who's all flash and it doesn't work out, and maybe Mr. Holland comes back around for her. And yes, in case you cannot tell, I'm very invested. Miss Remy is too emotionally wrought to dance with Mr. Chapman and Mr. Hunter. She does tell them that she wants them to stay. Again, Mr. Chapman takes time at the end of the ball to seek out Miss Remy. He tells her he's starting to fall for her. And interestingly, in her confessional, she says, "I feel like I am feeling the same thing." Which is fantastic, but is it a chemical thing because they spent the night together? It would be a big upheaval for his life particularly, especially because we noticed when she was talking to Mr. Bokekio in a previous episode that she has a townhouse in Seattle and she would like the guy to move there to live with her. It's implied. He shifts around a lot. He lives in his van to make it easier to go to different shooting locations because he's a model. It might be difficult for things to work for them outside of this, but if it's a real connection, that's something worth chasing. That's my summary of episode 8 of The Courtship. It's really interesting and I can't wait to see what happens next. My name is Frances Duncan. You can find me at francesduncanwrites.com and on Twitter at Frances_Duncan. Thank you for listening and I wish you happy watching.